B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Katie, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend John is cheating on you for some reason. What's going on?
About 3 or 4 days ago, I get this text from a friend that's like, "Hey, how serious are you and John? Because I just saw him in Uptown with another girl holding hands."
Wait, who sent you this text message?
One of my very best friends.
Okay.
And so I trust her. And John and I have been together for like 5-ish months now. And I mean, I was under the assumption that we were getting pretty serious because we've been together for a while now. You know, we're very physical with each other. We make dates weekly, all that good stuff. So I'm just very confused as to what's going on, why he would be in Uptown with another girl, especially holding hands.
5 months, of course, isn't terribly long, but I think at that point, like Roy likes to say, you probably defined the relationship.
You should.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you stop?
We had that conversation.
You did. You had the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Either you asked him about it and you don't believe his answer, or you haven't asked him and you want us to do it for you. Which route are we doing here?
So I kind of chickened out and I haven't asked him about it yet. I'm just going to let you guys handle it because I'm confused. I thought we had defined the relationship. I mean, he said, "I love you." And I told him it was a little early to be saying "I love you," okay, but we're still together.
Well, it sounds like he's pretty serious if he's saying "I love you." Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's give him a phone call. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, Katie, be quiet and let us find out what he puts on the note. Because that could say a lot about what's happening here. But we certainly hope he sends the flowers to you. Are you ready?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as ready as I'm ever going to be to hear this, you know?
Okay.
Roy, you ever hold hands with your sister?
Never.
Loren, you ever hold hands with Vin, your brother?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there's a chance.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for John, please.
This is he?
Hi, John. My name is Tanya. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest, and I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone free of charge. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And it's free?
Yeah, one of your friends tagged you in our post on Instagram, and we randomly selected you to get these flowers.
Oh, my God. All right. So I can just tell you who to send them to?
Yep. I just need a name, and then I'll get that person's address here in a moment. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send it to?
Yeah, go ahead and send it to Jenna.
Okay. So we're going to send these to Jenna. And what would you like on Jenna's card?
Just say, "I love you, have a great day, and enjoy these roses."
Okay. So again, can you just repeat the name one more time that you'd like to send them to?
Yeah, it's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A.
Okay.
So you definitely didn't mean Katie?
Excuse me?
John?
Katie?
John? Yeah. This isn't a rose company. You're on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show with Kiss 95.1. It's a segment called War of the Roses where we bust cheaters. Katie is on the phone.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, John. Who the heck is Jenna? Like, just tell me right now, be honest, because I need answers.
I am so confused right now. This was War of the Roses. Katie.
Katie heard everything.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm just trying to understand what's going on. Like,
you're cheating.
Honestly, I thought we were completely done. I told you I loved you last week, and you said it was too soon. And, you know, honestly, if you're not feeling it, like, I'm out of there. You know, I really thought we had totally moved on.
I mean, just because I didn't say I love you right back didn't mean we broke up. And you mean, seems like you pretty much moved on pretty quickly then. So sounds to me like you might have had her in your back pocket this whole time. Really? Like 2 weeks later, after telling me you loved me, you're sending this random girl flowers with an I love you to someone else?
How long have you and Jenna been together?
We just, you know, kind of got together. Since then, I was never cheating. I just, you know, clearly, life is short, and if somebody's not feeling it and they don't love me back, then I'm not going to wait around.
Wow, you move quick.
Dude, you mean to tell me that you just met Jenna like 2 weeks ago, and you're already telling her that you love her on the card with the roses?
Yeah, I love Jenna.
But you loved Katie 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but she didn't love me back, so it was time to move on, you know?
You love hard.
Okay, I mean, Katie, he's probably not right for you. You weren't ready to say I love you, and he's looking to love anybody.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, good luck, son. That sounds like a train wreck waiting to happen, so enjoy that.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.